I'm Steve Bobrick. I'm Chair of Governance at Fairfield Juniors in Radlett. I'm with Matt Johnson at Fairfield. Matt's a head teacher, and Matt tells me that the school's had some good news. So, Matt, can you tell us what's happened?
We've just had our somewhat rigorous joint annual review with the local authority. These happen every spring for every local authority school throughout Hertfordshire. The review uses the Ofsted framework, which is the Ofsted rulebook, to judge each area of performance of the school. And I'm delighted to say that the local authority agrees with our own self-evaluation, say that we are good. We are a good school, judged against the Ofsted framework. And we are all delighted with that.
So what's the background to the improvement?
We know that Fairfield's offer is a good one. It's a great school. We develop the academics, the sports, the arts, fantastic range of extracurricular activities. We've got excellent care of the children, and we've known this for a long time. Pupils enter our school far above the county and the national average, and they leave our school far above the county and national average. Historically, pupils have performed exactly as expected for pupils like ours in schools like ours, but now we've been able to prove that pupils make even more progress than that, which shifts us up a grade. We've been able to build some really crisp evidence about pupil progress here from the moment that the children enter the school to when they leave, such that the local authority, the management, the governors at Fairfield all judge the school to be good against those Ofsted rules.
So that's the background. But how have you actually achieved this improvement?
Well, the teaching and learning across the board is good at Fairfield and has been good for some time, and we know that. Back in 2009, Ofsted judged our teaching to be good or outstanding. The assessment was good, the curriculum was good. But what we've done now is to build hard evidence of pupil progress, sampling the children's work. And we've also got much better at levelling the children's work ourselves by making sure that we do it across the whole staff and with other schools, so that we know what a level 3 piece of writing looks like or a level 4 piece of writing, and that we're accurate and robust in that. We've been able to use that to demonstrate the progress. It's a delight.
So what have the effects in the school of this improvement been?
Well, I mean, better outcomes for pupils has got to be the main effect. But look, it's terrific to have the local authority agree with our judgments. For the pupils, this school's going from strength to strength. And it's great to have that verified by an external report. Some features of the school are graded outstanding now. The way we work with parents, our governors, our partnerships and our safeguarding procedures. So now we've been judged good overall, we can continue to work towards those outstanding grades and make sure this is outstanding provision across all areas of the school.
That's fantastic. But you've got to this terrific new rating by the local authority. What's next for the school?
Well, we're just on a journey. We're not there yet. We're not outstanding overall, and that's where we want to get to. So there's still lots to do. This year, we've really been focusing on pupil progress in writing. It's going very well. Our writing days have been a huge success, popular with the children, and we can really see the impact that that's had. Next year, we want to get better at measuring precisely the progress in other subjects like humanities and sport, the arts, as well as making better links across the curriculum. So, for example, doing maths through history or doing writing through art. So really joining up those subjects. So that's part of our journey towards outstanding. That's where we want to get to. And it's onwards and upwards.
Thank you, Matt. It's very exciting. Great news. Thanks again.